Rent was raised on my father. $12 in cash was too much to pay a month for the use of 100 acres of land and pasture for his cattle. Again, we were ready to go. We had cleared that farm for somebody, and we were ready to move on. We were willing to move away from our neighbors. One house was in sight down the creek from us. We were living too close. "This place is too much like a town to suit me," said my mother. It was true. Our chickens had mixed with our neighbors. Their Plymouth Rocks and our gray games had actually crossed. It was early January when we were getting ready to go, but we were delayed. Herbert, the boy next to me, took down with pneumonia. I recall vividly the January day with a little bit of sun when my father sat on a box under a leafless apple tree. He wrung his hands and said, "It is too unbearable to stand." I recall seeing a spring wagon with a pine box roped to the bed and two mules hitched to it, and then the short train of buggies and wagons that followed. We had to go 5 miles to my grandfather's farm for burial. He was there, his hair white and tousled by the blowing wind. He called to the driver who drove the leading team, "Right this way." The driver drove out across a little field, and all the other teams followed. It was the best way to get to the top of the hill. Grandfather Hilton had cut the wires of his pasture fence. We saw the fresh dirt thrown up near some pine trees. I remember how cold my feet got standing in the mud, and how the people cried. All of the others in the family cried, but I did not. I cried when I went back home, and he was gone. That night at the fireside, Mom said, "Well, I feel free and moving on now. Herbert's buried on land that belongs to my father. He'll not sell it while he lives. It will be part mine by inheritance at his death, and for my part, I shall take the place where the grave is. You know, I just couldn't stand to move on and leave his grave on property owned by other people. It's foolish to be that way, but that's the way I feel. We don't own any land to bury him on, but I can rest tonight, knowing that his body lies on my father's soil. We have to move now. I can stand this place no longer." The same spring wagon that hauled my brother away took our furniture on the road again. I led the cows, called the hounds, and later came back for an express load of chickens.